not the way.
KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint. K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove. KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay. KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass. And KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, today variable winds 10 knots, seas 4 feet. Tonight, north winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. And Tuesday, northwest winds 15 knots in the morning, becoming variable 10, seas 4 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, today variable winds 10 knots, seas 4 feet. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet. And Tuesday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, today variable winds 10 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 4 feet. And Tuesday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 4 feet. Port Hyde and Nelson Lagoon, today variable winds 10 knots, seas 1 foot. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 1 foot. And Tuesday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 1 foot. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, today variable winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet. And Tuesday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 1 foot. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, cloudy. A chance of snow in the morning, then a chance of snow in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 20s to upper 30s. Variable winds 10 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers. Lows in the 20s to 30s. Light winds. And Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers. Highs in the upper 20s to upper 30s. Light winds. Your tide predictions for the Pop-Off Island. There is a high tide at 1:01 a.m. at 5 foot 3 inches. A low at 5:15 a.m. at 4 foot 3 inches. A high at 11:03 a.m. at 7 foot 1 inch. And a low tonight at 6:35, a minus tide of 2 inches. Your sun rose at 8:42 this morning, and your sun will set at 7:08, giving us 10 hours and 21 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Today on KUCB News, there was a brief volcanic explosion on Atka Island last week, and the University of Alaska system will no longer use or refer to diversity, equity, or inclusion. All of that and more coming up.
Programming on KUCB is made possible by GCI. Fiber Plus Internet is now available in Unalaska. GCI now offers high-speed internet in your community at the same plans and same pricing as Anchorage. More information at gci.com/internet.
You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. It's Monday, February 24th, 2025. I'm Sophia Stewart-Rossi with some local news. A brief volcanic explosion occurred 10 miles north of Atka last week. This raised the aviation color code and alert level to watch, but it was later reduced to advisory status after scientists determined it was likely just a minor steam-driven event. The Alaska Volcano Observatory detected the explosion at Korovin Volcano on Thursday night at about 7:30, and the event lasted less than 10 seconds. Scientists say the explosion from Korovin's Summit Lake region was caused by pressure on the subsurface cap beneath the lake, which is a common occurrence for this volcano. The last time Korovin Volcano had an elevated alert level was in March of last year when a small explosion was detected from its summit crater. While additional explosions remain possible, scientists say they're unlikely in the near future. The volcanic complex is monitored through local seismic and infrasound sensors, web cameras, regional infrasound and lightning networks and satellite data. KUCB welcomes a new voice to our airwaves this month. Taylor Hecker joins us from the University of Alaska Anchorage as the station's news intern. She'll report for us over the next few weeks while KUCB's Andy Lusk is reporting in Juneau. I sat down with Taylor to learn more about her Alaska roots and what drew her to Unalaska. Welcome to KUCB, Taylor, and welcome to Unalaska.
Thank you for having me.
So you're from Alaska, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was born and raised in Anchorage. That's where I've only ever lived, and I have never been outside of Anchorage, so at least not for long periods of time. This is the longest I'll be out of Anchorage.
So this will be your first time in Unalaska?
Yes.
Cool. Okay, so how are you liking it so far?
It's awesome. I feel like I have been spoiled by good weather. I've been here a week. I have loved it. I've had such a good time, like, just running around and starting to explore.
So what's your background in reporting? So right now you're a student at the J School at the University of Alaska Anchorage. So can you tell people listening kind of what your background is?
Yeah, so I love my degree. I love journalism. So I've tried really hard to kind of get my hand in just about anything that I can. So I was with UAA's student newspaper, The Northern Light, for a while. I ended as their managing editor. I was editor-in-chief for the school magazine for a semester, True North. And then I also work with the Alaska Teen Media Institute in Anchorage, which does media and reporting opportunities for high schoolers and college-age students. Try to do just about anything that I can. And so if there's a reporting opportunity for me, I tend to say yes.
That's good. Why do you like reporting?
It's a good question. I think I didn't know that I wanted to be a journalist for a while. I always thought that I wanted to be a teacher going up through high school. And then I had a bit of a crisis my senior year and decided I actually don't want to do this and I don't know what I'm doing. One thing about me that I always really enjoyed from like childhood was storytelling. I liked being able to talk to people. I liked being able to teach things and share interesting things. Like I have like binders at home of stories from when I was a kid. And I'd been interviewed on Hometown Alaska, Alaska Public Media's radio show once, and I realized, oh, that's like an opportunity to tell stories and do cool things. And so I joined the journalism program, and I wasn't sure that I'd stick with it. Like, I was very convinced that like I would test things out in college and maybe go a different route. But after my first few journalism classes, I was pretty hooked. Like, I knew I really liked it because after every class, I would get done and I would like call my mom and tell her about like the cool thing that I learned in class that day. And so I was like, okay, so I'm going to stick with journalism. So I stuck with it and I'm about to graduate now.
Well, congratulations. I know what, you're only a couple months out until you graduate, right?
That's crazy to say. Yes, I graduate in the beginning of May.
Woohoo. Cool.
Maybe.
What are you looking forward to while reporting here in Unalaska?
Honestly, I'm excited to do anything. Like, I love being able to do journalism so much that I'm really happy to be doing anything. I think it's such a unique opportunity to be here, even if I'm only here for a month, and learn about a community that is so interesting and diverse and varied and has so many cool stories that really I'm just looking forward to an opportunity to get to meet new people and learn about how cool they are. Because I think one of the best parts of my degree is learning that everyone is interesting. Like, I've never interviewed someone who's boring. And anytime I get an opportunity to talk to someone new, I'm very thankful that I get to do it. So I'm excited about that.
So if anyone wanted to send you a tip, how do they get in contact with you?
I now have a KUCB email, and I'm very excited about that. It is taylor@kucb.org. So feel free to email me and say hi.
And it's TAYLOR.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks, Taylor. Is there anything else you want to share that I didn't ask about you'd want Unalaskans to know about you?
No, just that I'm super excited to be here. And if you see me wandering around, please say hi. I would love to say hi. I'm always walking back and forth between the station when I can and when the weather's nice. So please say hi to me and I'd love to talk to you.
Well, thank you, Taylor. And we look forward to hearing your stories while you're here.
Thank you.
That was Taylor Hecker, KUCB's new intern, who will be reporting in Unalaska through mid-March. The University of Alaska system will no longer use or refer to diversity, equity, inclusion, or other similar words on its websites, print or electronic communications, programs, and positions. That's after a vote by the system's Board of Regents, who says they're still committed to offering an inclusive educational environment. KDLL's Ashlyn O'Hara has the story.
It was toward the end of 2 days of meetings at Soldotna's Kenai Peninsula College that Board of Regents Chair Ralph Seekins appears to veer off script.
Are we ready for this? Here is a motion that we will make that, if I'm correct, we need to make the motion to approve this. And it is hopefully very clarifying in the minds of a lot of people that are watching to see as the board goes forward.
Seekins looks to Regent Seth Church across the room, who starts to read a motion that wasn't on the board's agenda.
I move the Board of Regents direct the president to take all necessary actions to comply with recent federal executive orders and applicable agency guidance.
Those recent federal orders come from President Donald Trump, who's put diversity, equity, and inclusion policies squarely in his crosshairs. And according to the Board of Regents, those necessary actions include scrubbing university websites, employee position titles, programs, and communications of the words diversity, equity, inclusion, and, quote, other associated terms. A preamble to the motion says the board reaffirms its, quote, dedication to being an inclusive, non-discriminatory institution and to continue honoring Alaska Native communities. Seekins underscores that before the vote.
In a nutshell, we're asking this university be a welcoming, open access university, discrimination toward none, and opportunity for all.
The Board of Regents is putting enforcement of the new policies in the hands of university chancellors, some of whom sought clarification on how they should be responding to the federal orders. One of those chancellors is Sean Parnell, who oversees the University of Alaska Anchorage.
Yesterday, I asked for clarifications because I felt like our employees deserve more certainty about direction, and I could only provide so much as chancellor of one university who answers to the president and the Board of Regents.
He says part of the confusion stems from the university system's historic embrace of diversity initiatives. Diversity, equity, and inclusion is a cornerstone of UAA's latest strategic plan, which acknowledges the campus sits on the ancestral homelands of Alaska Natives. It articulates plans to boost diversity among the university community, eliminate systemic racism from university policies, and create a sense of belonging for marginalized groups.
There have been strong policies in the past from Board of Regents which utilize some of the terms, the DEI terms that are now, you know, not supposed to be used according to President Trump's orders.
University System President Pat Pitney says the motion was really about ensuring none of their existing policies or programs appear discriminatory. And she says that work started before this week's board meetings. Pitney says the board is trying to reaffirm the university system's openness to all, rather than perceived restrictions to some.
It's an emotional subject, and people want a very clear answer, and right now there's not any clear answers. And so the best we can do is focus on our welcoming environment for all.
But not everyone thought Friday's motion was the right move. Monique Musick, who's part of the University Staff Alliance, cast doubt on whether the motion actually provides clarity.
I think I'm probably going to be spending a lot of the next few months trying to define that as we try to meet this and finding every way of removing diversity, equity, and inclusion and other associated terms from our jobs, from our research, from our clubs, from our activities. I mean, where does this end?
Kate Quick was in the audience when the board voted. As the votes came down in favor, she shook her head. Quick is an organizing manager for United Academics. That's the union representing the university system's non-adjunct faculty and postdoctoral fellows. She's worried about how the board's decision is going to impact existing employees and programs.
I know they're in a tight spot because of the federal mandates, but they're still being reviewed, they're being fought, and I think this was premature. They probably could have come out with a different statement saying we're going to continue business as usual until the courts resolve this. but that's not what they did.
While the board voted, a federal judge blocked significant portions of Trump's DEI orders after determining parts violated the U.S. Constitution. After the meeting adjourned, the university system's director of public affairs said he hadn't yet read about the ruling, but that the language passed Friday is meant to give general clarity to university staff. He said board members will take new developments into account. Reporting in Soldotna, I'm Ashlyn O'Hara.
Stay tuned after today's newscast for our first episode of Checkup from the Neck Up. It's our new radio show about mental health. It's produced in cooperation with Unalaskans Against Sexual Assault and Family Violence, or USAFE, and the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association, or APIA. In today's episode, USAFE Executive Director Emlyn Crane speaks with two APIA mental health clinicians, Robert Johnson and Delta Bedard. They speak about topics including New Year's resolutions, grief, and loneliness. Here's a clip from their conversation.
Lines, it seems like some of our reactions to the challenges we were just talking about, anxiety, depression, really are typical or normal human responses that feel reasonable at this time in history. But how do we know when these feelings of sadness and constant worrying have become problematic rather than an unexpected response to the world in which we're living? And I'm going to turn to you first this time, Robert.
So that's really is an individual decision. So there's different things that we're doing in our lives. However, it starts impacting us in a way we can't do those things anymore or as well. If we're not sleeping as well, trouble concentrating, you know, our mood is negatively impacted. You had mentioned depression, anxiety, just the symptoms of that. You know, we want to isolate. Typical isolation is not a good thing. And we start ruminating on things that aren't good or positive in our lives, and our functioning goes down. I mean, even with, there was a study that was done a number of years ago, having actually even one less hour of sleep a day can, exponentially, the amount of productivity that goes down for a nation.
Yeah.
It's not good. So, and if we're getting snappy and cranky and we're not taking good care of ourselves, maybe we need to encourage people to take a knee, kind of do the, in the world that, and of course, this is part of Delta's many expertise, but in drug, alcohol, we have to do a self-assessment. Mm-hmm. And it's important that's a realistic one. And at that point, if we're not where we need to be, and if you have good friends that know you and are speaking into your life, that might be a time to think about. For example, you know, coming to see you. You are a provider in the community, and certainly Delta. And sit down, and as I say, you know, kick some things around the old psychological corral. Mm-hmm. You know, let's try to get some direction and figure out what it is that you want to change. We talked about goals at the beginning of the year. What goals do you want to have as a person who's experiencing those things? Where are you now, and where do you want to be, and in the steps in between?
Absolutely. You know, and I think sometimes too, when we're in that anxiety and we're dealing with anxiety and depression and things, and how we know it's problematic, again, too, when you're isolating, absolutely, you know, you start to isolate and you don't do the things that you love to do before. Sometimes we become consumed with the things that bother us the most and don't effectively cope with these highly fueled emotions. So we hold it close, we sit in it, and it becomes a dark cloud sometimes, you know. It may be as easy as getting out in nature and turning off the TV. So again, too, getting out for a walk, doing whatever, you know, feels good again. Think about the things that you used to do. What are your hobbies? What are your interests? What are some things that you used to do that really made you feel good? You know, I always say, you know, it's never too late to pick up a blank canvas and throw some paint at it. So, and I think that that's what people need to do sometimes. And, you know, I'm not here to tell you what you need to do or have to do. These are just some suggestions, but absolutely. And you know when you're not your best. You know when things aren't feeling good for you. You know, do bodily checks every day too. Where's my stress? Where am I holding the tension? What's going on there? It could simply start out with that. You know, but mostly with the anxiety and the depression is just learning new coping strategies in regards to how to deal with that. You know, if that's just breathing exercises, meditation, visualization, these things are so helpful for people.
That was USAFE Executive Director M. Lynn Crane speaking with APIA mental health clinicians Robert Johnson and Delta Bedard in a short clip from KUCB's new radio show, Checkup from the Neck Up. You can hear the first full episode after today's newscast. You can also find the audio on our website at kucb.org. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health crisis, you can call USAFE's 24-hour hotline at 907-581-1500. You can also find support through APIA's crisis line at 1-844-359-2743. Let's take a look at KUCB's community calendar this week. Alulik Family Health Services is having their monthly board meeting Wednesday evening starting at 5:30. They'll meet in the upstairs conference room of the clinic. Members of the community are encouraged to attend. The Museum of the Aleutians will have pub trivia at the Norwegian Rat this Thursday night at 6:30. Teams can be made up of 1 to 6 members, and there will be 5 rounds of trivia plus a 50-50 raffle. The Unalaska Teen Council is hosting a Midnight Madness event at the PCR Friday night. Kids who are in 6th grade through 12th grade are invited to participate as Teen Council takes over the entire community center and turns it into Alaska's coolest teen center for the night. A signed participation form from a parent guardian will be required. For more information on this week's community events, head to our community calendar at kucb.org. That's the news from Unalaska. I'm Sophia Stewart-Rossi, and you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org, and please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts.
It's time now for your community window here on KSTP. Starting with job openings, the QT Tribe of Sandpoint is looking for a grant writer, an executive director, and an environmental assistant. The Shimigan Corporation of Sandpoint is hiring a housekeeper and a bartender. The Adaga Tribe of King Cove is looking for a tribal administrator, a part-time or full-time IGAP assistant, and a solid waste recycling technician. The Belkoski Tribe of King Cove is looking for a part-time IGAP assistant, a full-time Belkoski Environmental Program assistant, and a part-time Pull-Tab sales clerk. Community announcements. There will be a workshop of the Aleutians East Borough School District today at 6 p.m. at the Borough Building, followed by a regular meeting tomorrow at the Borough Building at 6:30. You can tune into that meeting live here on KSTP. And today is February 24th, 2025. Happy birthday to Larry Bear Jr. And that's all for the community window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, you can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 907-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also, look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
KSDP is generously supported by Precision Airways in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians East Borough and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4080. Precision Airways is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
As it pours. sachet on the promo, scurry to the ditch. Just another future song, lonely little kids. Try and wake up tomorrow. They come. I'll keep my friends serene. They come. Oh baby, come unto me. They come. Well, she's coming.
Tell me something. faces in this ugly music. There's Dr. Winston O'Boogie saying goodnight from Red Atlantic Studio. We hope you had a swell time. Everybody here says hi. Goodbye.
Thank you. Green-eyed lady, lovely lady, strolling slowly towards the sun. Green-eyed lady, ocean lady, soothing every raging wave that comes. Green-eyed lady, passion's lady. Setting suns and lonely
You're listening to 8:30 a.m. KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska. KSDP programming is heard in King Cove on 88.1 FM, K201DA. Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting Incorporated owns and operates radio station KSDP. APBI is funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Alaska Public Broadcasting Commission, generous corporate partners, and by listeners like you. For information on becoming a supporting member of KSDP, visit our website at ksdpradio.com.
Love is just a lie. can depend on. Ain't got nobody that I can depend on.